You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's one of the first psukim in the Torah that discuss the concept of medical care. In fact, is contained in Parshas Beshalach, which is this week's Pasah Shavua. The Torah says, I'm going to read to you the Pasik. Vayome im shmo tishma l'keil Hashem elokecha. Vayosha bein of taseh. It says, if you listen to the word of Hashem, and you basically follow what Hashem feels is Yosha, is straight, and Hashem's divine eyes. Hazanta l'mitzvah. So if you listen to Hashem's mitzvahs, u'shamata kol kuchachav, and you observe all of the statutes and laws of the Torah, what's going to be the result? That all the sicknesses that I placed in Egypt through the plagues, the Chazal said it wasn't just 10 plagues, there were many subcategories which brought the number between what happened in Mitzrayim, what happened on the Yam when it comes to plagues and various types of diseases into the hundreds and hundreds of what the Egyptian kingdom was inflicted with. Hashem says, if you listen to Torah and mitzvahs and are a religious, pious Jew, I'll watch you, I'll take care of you, I'll make sure that you're not inflicted with all these many diseases that inflicted the Egyptian Empire. And the pasuk ends off, Ki ani Hashem Rafecha, I am Hashem, who is your doctor. Now, if I take this pasuk alone, and I don't bring any other pasuk from the Torah, it would seem to imply that our health or our sickness depends upon Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs. And it would appear from this pasuk itself that the only Rofi I have to go to when it comes to medical care is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ani Hashem Rafecha. Hashem says explicitly, the God who created this universe, Yeshmiayin, that Rabbeinu Shalom was able to change natural law from one opposite to the other opposite. If he says, I'm your doctor, I would think if this is the only pasuk that's talking about medicine in the Torah, that the only doctor I have to go to is the Rabbeinu Shalom, who can do whatever he wants when it comes to curing illness as well as inflicting people with illness. The only problem is that there's another pasuk in the Torah that I have to bring in, which all the Rishonim bring in, which seems to give a different perspective. It's not a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, but a pasuk later on in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah says the following, Im yakum v'hisalech b'chutz amishanta. We're talking about a person who was subject to a person being beat up, hurt, his life was in danger, he almost died, and Baruch Hashem, he survived, halach amashanto. So the Torah says that the person who was the makor, the person who inflicted the pain upon him, who hurt him, whether he ran him over, or he shot him, or he hit him, whatever he did, nika hamakor, since the person survived, he's not going to be punished by Bezdin, by Hinemisa, because the patient survived. But the Torah says, rakshifto yitain, Rapi Rapi. Two of the payments he has to pay of the five mentioned in the Mishnah of Baba Kama, he has to pay this person, reimburse him for all the money that was lost during his sickness and illness in the hospital, and therefore all the wages and everything he financially lost were required to make up and pay him one way or another for the purposes of reimbursing him for his financial losses during this time period. And secondly, the Torah says, Rapi Rapi. We have to pay the doctor bills. Now, if the Torah says you have to pay doctor bills for curing this person for whatever illness he was inflicted with because of you hurting him, but obviously the Torah is talking about paying a human doctor, that Rabbeinu Shalom does not take any type of payment for his services. So the Torah is already telling us there's a concept of going to a human doctor. You have to pay the medical bills that are necessary to cure this person from illness or whatever the amount might be. And according to halacha, this is a requirement of a chelul b'chavera. Whoever hurts and injures somebody else, you are required to reimburse them one way or another, either yourself or your insurance company, to make sure this person is totally cured from the ailment or the physical type of harm you put upon their body by being chelul b'chavera, by causing them chabalos on their body externally and internally. From this pasuk, it's quite obvious there's a concept of a human doctor being used for the purposes of medical care. So the obvious question which everybody asks, so if there's a requirement of going to a human doctor for medical care, what does it mean? So let me give you a very important quick analysis of this and get very deeply into the shir. When the Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Kama, on Daf Pehei, Rapi Rapi, what does this teach us? So they quote a very, very eloquent and a very, very famous Tana, Rabbi Yishmael, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva. And he was always quoted when it comes to Mamari Chazal to deal with Refuah. He says, what is the meaning of the Torah, Rapi Rapi, in Pashas Mishpatim? So he says, from here we learn Mikan Shenitin Reshus L'Rofi L'Rapis, that the Rabbanu Shalom gave a divine permission for us to practice medicine and to cure people from illness. Now, when it comes to the concept of giving the Sinas Reshus, if we only take it as an option, which it is not, because practicing medicine at the end is a halachic obligation. In fact, the Ramban says, don't interpret Reshus to mean an option, but it means a divine permission to practice medicine, but it's an obligatory mitzvah. He calls it the Reshus de mitzvah. And if a person is knowledgeable in medicine, whatever specialty there might be, they are mechuv according to Torah law, rapi arape, to use the knowledge of medicine to help other people who are sick be cured from their specific illness. It's a halachic obligation. And if God forbid somebody comes to you and you're willing to help them and that person dies, you are chayv in shemayim for having caused that person's death, and the Bezen Shemayla will hold you accountable for that. A doctor cannot turn a patient away if they have the expertise and knowledge that you're capable of helping them, such as Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya, when they basically bring down this halacha lamasa. So a doctor is mechuyev to practice medicine. I might have thought, Rashi says on that Gemara, that if God inflicts us with disease, then perhaps we have no right to cure the person, because we are being so segzeris elyon, we're undermining Hashem's gezeira for whatever divine reason he wants that person to be sick. Kamash mon rapi rapi, the Rabban Shalom says, don't be involved in the hidden decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Hashem does, he does for his divine reasons, but you have a mitzvah as a human being in this world. If you're a medical professional, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a PA, or you're even an EMT special, whatever expertise you have, and a person's life is at stake, you are mechuyev according to Torah law, without a shela, to practice the medical care you're able to deliver to this person immediately, to save them as much as you can. Not only is there a mitzvah asay of rapi rapi that you must cure this patient, there's the Isa deraisa of leisamer adam eracha, one of the lavim of the Torah. You can't stand idly by when another person is about to have his blood spilled and die in front of you. So if that's the case, there is a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah leisasay of leisamer adam eracha, achiev, to practice medicine to cure people from the illness. There's a Gemara also Masechta Sanhedrin, based upon the Pasuk Hashivoselo, the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, which is another makar which Chazal bring for the mitzvah of saving human life when you're capable of doing so medically as well. It's called Hashavas Aveda Saguf, returning a person's body back to themselves. And once you add that into the mix, that besides Rapi Rapi you have a mitzvah Hasev Hashivoselo, Hashavas Aveda, Chazal then add in that if that's the case, the Pasuk Lo Suchul Is Alein, which is written next to Hashavas Aveda, then kicks in a second law. You can't make believe you didn't see the person sick or the person's in danger and keep your mouth quiet. You must intervene and do whatever you can to save that person from their medical emergency. And this is the way. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. That is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore nobody says you can rely merely on spiritual faith healing of just saying Tehillim and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not going to a doctor. The Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg says in his famous Tshuvas, one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim in Eretz Yisrael, who was the head of Shaarei Tzedek as the Moir HaHara in Piskei Halachas of Medicine for years upon years, Rav Waldenberg Paskins Halacha Lamasa, based upon another Gemara of Masechtas Brachos Daf Samich, that Rapi Rapi is not only mechayev a doctor to cure a patient, but Rapi Rapi is mechayev a patient to seek and search out a doctor if they're sick to get themselves cured from the illness. So the obligation is not only on a doctor to cure a patient, but the halachic obligation, according to the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, and the way of the Titzel Eliezer and all the Gedolim Paskin. There's a chiv upon a person to search and seek out a doctor to make sure that if they have a problem medically that is taken care of, it's analyzed, and you cure the person from the illness. But the patient has to make the initiative to let people know that they have a problem. And therefore, what it means calling Hatzalah, being schlepped to a hospital, going into your doctor's office, whatever it means, you are mechuyev to make sure to take care of your health and welfare. In fact, there's a pasuk in the Torah, a lav that forewarns us to do such. It's another lav. Nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem. You have to be careful as much as you can to watch yourself and guard yourself and take care of yourself to make sure that you don't put yourself in danger and allowing a sickness or a pain in your body to be inflicted upon you without you searching and seeking what's the cause of it. You are violating a lav of nishmat ma'od l'nafshoseichem. So therefore, once again, there is chiyuvim upon the doctor in treating a person medically, and there's a chiyuv upon the patient, based upon also, aseis velo saseis, to search and seek out the best doctor possible, the big expert in the field, to take care of your illness and to treat you with the latest medical technology available to cure you from your disease. It's therefore obligatory from both sides. If that's the case, that there's a chiyuv to practice medicine on such a level, what did Hashem mean when he said, Ani Hashem Rofecha, I am your doctor? At the end of the day, it seems we have to go to a human doctor, not rely upon faith healing alone, but we have to go to a human doctor and search the best we possibly can find. So the one who answers this question, and the Gadol who we follow when it comes to explaining the Pas Ani Hashem Rofecha, is no other than the Rashba, one of the great Spanish Balei Tosfos. In his Shelos and Shuvos, in his response to literature, he says, what the concept Ani Hashem Rofecha teaches us is that when the doctor practices medicine, he has to feel that he is a shliach, an emissary of God. He's carrying out God's business of taking care of his human beings in this world. And therefore, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you as a doctor the insight, the siyata d'shmaya you need to make the proper diagnosis and prognosis and treatment plan, that you have to pray that Hashem helps you succeed in your medical endeavors when it comes to treating this patient. So you have to daven. The Rambam and many other Rishonim and Achronim who were doctors used to say a tefillas harofi every morning when they got up, before they practiced medicine, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, that they should therefore practice medicine with God helping them and guiding them in all that they do. The Chazal tell us, the same way a doctor has to pray to Hashem each and every day, there's now, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samich, there's a chov upon the patient that any time they undergo a medical procedure and they undergo medical treatment, no matter how dangerous or not dangerous it might be, but they're going to undergo a medical phenomenon, even receiving a vaccine. The halach is, medical treatments, we know, sometimes people get allergic reactions. Medical treatments for some people are curative. For other people, it can cause damage to their life and maybe cause them losing their life. We don't know. So therefore, a chola has to pray to Hashem before he undergoes medical treatment and say the following statement. Yiratzom afenech Hashem Elokeinu, they're praying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetehei esek zeler for this involvement in medical arts. I'm asking you to give me siyata d'shmaya, that this esek of my going to the doctor should be l'refua, kirofi chinamata, because the Rabbi Hashem, you are the ultimate doctor in control of all that takes place in the medical world. So we see halacha lamasa, that Ani Hashem Rofecha tries to remind us that the one who cures us is not just the doctor, it's not just the medicine or the medical technology. The one who causes the cure to be halachically effective and medically effective is the Rabbeinu Shalom giving success to the medical world, that when they treat this patient, they succeed in what they're trying to do to cure this person from disease. It is a process of being Meshata, joining together human intervention and divine Hashgacha Pras, divine providence and supervision, that all that takes place ends up being for the good and the patient is saved and cured from their disease. This is the way we paskan halacha lamasa in the Shulchan Aruch, brought down in Yechudeya, brought down also in Aruch Hayim when it comes to the various brachas we have to make. The tefillos we have to make a petition to Hashem, and the chiyuv to go to a doctor. We are mechuyev, according to halacha, to follow the derech hatev, the natural law. And the natural law is that when a person is sick, you search out and seek out medical help, and based upon the medicine of your time, not based upon medicine of 60 years ago or thousands of years ago. You have to go according to the medicine of your time, and based upon the greatest understanding of the medicine of your time, the greatest technology, the most sophisticated scientific investigations, based upon what Chazal call a refuah beduka, tried and tested processes of medical care that have been approved by the FDA and other agencies that oversee the medical care of people that are in, for instance, in America, the CDC and other organizations. Whatever they say is medically approved to be used becomes a refuah beduka, and I'm therefore mechuyev, if I have a medical problem, to participate in the medical care which they are advising that people have to undergo to protect themselves and take care of themselves and cure themselves. This applies not only to curative medicine, if you already have a sickness, but it also applies to preventative medicine, making sure that you prevent yourself from getting sick. And that's the source for the concept of vaccinations that have been in existence, Baruch Hashem, for quite a while, from the beginnings of the 1900s, going all the way back when it comes to the concepts of the polio vaccine, all the other vaccines that were created when it came to treating measles and chickenpox and all the other things, that Baruch Hashem, because of the vaccines that are given to people, they serve as preventive mechanisms, that the body builds antibodies not to be subject to these specific diseases, curing disease and preventing disease come under the halachic strictures of rapi erape, the chiyuv afashevoisola, hashav es haguf, and we are mechuyev as being people living in this world at this point in time to listen to the medical authorities, what they're telling us to do in order to protect our lives, save our lives, and cure ourselves from illnesses that are afflicting the world at this specific point in time. This is the source and the primary source that when we have, like we have today, a plague that has inflicted the entire world simultaneously, it's an historical event. This hasn't happened in a long, long time. And on the level that we see it today, it surely has never been on this type of level before. When COVID-19 came into existence, and literally inflicted the entire world from north to south, east to west, there was no place to escape to. You know, it's interesting. When Chazal talk about plagues in halachic literature, in the Rishonim and Achronik, Shelus and Shuvis, they were dealing with plagues that were localized to specific areas of the globe. Even the Black Plague was to a specific area of the globe. When it came to other outbreaks of plagues, they were limited to either the cities or certain parts of the globe itself. There aren't too many plagues and makos that hit this world that literally hit it on such a level that every section of the world that people exist have a threat when it comes to the disease, COVID-19, that's inflicting the entire world at this point in time. This is a very unusual circumstance. And for this reason, Rachman al-Islam, millions of people have died already because of this machla, and the world and the medical community were frantically trying to figure out where this comes from, what type of medicines we can create to try to cure people from this disease, and what type of vaccines we can manufacture to prevent people from ever contacting this disease and preventing them from getting sick from this specific COVID-19. The amount of research and development and the speed with which it was done, we have to thank our past president, President Trump, should live and be well, for putting tremendous pressure on the scientific medical community and the pharmacological community to try to develop vaccines as quickly as he possibly could. to try to make sure that there were enough ventilators that were created by other companies that don't usually manufacture ventilators, certain car companies. All of us started making ventilators, make sure there were enough ventilators for people who needed them when they already were sick with the disease. We lived through an incredible tekufa, going all the way back to the time of February, March last year, and we saw tremendous success in the medical community to figure out how to treat this illness and the most professional way possible, latest techniques, all types of different types of medical approaches to it. But Baruch Hashem, it seems that their medical ministrations have worked on a very high level, but unfortunately there are many people still that are still getting sick with it. The biggest problem we have is either the people themselves were affected before they were able to listen to the rules and regulations of how you deal with such a disease. When the medical world said how this disease is spread, and you have to wear a mask, and you have to maintain social distancing, so you shouldn't be infected from the disease being transferred from somebody who might be sick with it to you, and you, if you have it on your body, should not infect other people coming into your specific sphere of influence. When they promulgated that concept, if the world would have adhered to it and were meticulous about social distancing and wearing masks and taking it seriously, the level of the magefa for which it's reached at this point in time would not be the situation we have today. And here's what I want to give a shtickle mussar. And listen to me very carefully. I don't care how religious you are or how non-religious you are. If the medical world tells you this disease is spread and it's an airborne disease, and if it's an airborne disease, the contagion can be spread by somebody either knowingly or unknowingly bringing it into the Dalet Amos of somebody else. If the medical world said, and this was surely mentioned and said throughout the world, that to treat the sick patients that already have it, that's the hospital's concern, and they're doing it the way medically hospitals deal with it. But for the Hamanam in the street, you have to realize there is an airborne enemy that's very, very deadly, that's threatening every person in mankind on the face of this earth. You can't see it with the naked eye. It's microscopic. It's a disease that we never had before. We don't have any official medicines that were made to counterbalance this corona disease. And therefore, if that's the case, maintain social distancing, at least 6 feet away. Wear a mask initially, because we've really had no idea how to deal with this that effectively. They prefer that we should not be in enclosed areas and stay outdoors to have the air be able to spread this specific germ away from us or blow it away, to give ventilation to help the distancing and the mask be able to prevent us from catching this disease. Thank God we've been able to develop a certain sophistication that we're now able to go back indoors, but with proper distancing as well as wearing proper masks to make sure that we don't get infected or infect other people. Many shuls like my shul also have alcohol types of hand washing to basically make sure that you cleanse your hands as well as you come in. You shouldn't bring any germs with you, or you shouldn't basically take germs from the synagogue that might be there and bring them back home. Today, we are able, thank God, with our sophistication and knowledge, have a way of controlling this even inside a shul, inside another building. But the big problem we have today that's causing a major spread of the disease is people are not listening to the preventive measures mentioned by the medical community. And that is, people are not social distancing. People are not wearing masks. There are places in our Torah community, which I've seen myself, weddings of 100, 200, 300, 400 people coming together in mass. No social distancing. Very little people wearing masks at all. And they think because Ich bin a tzaddik, a tar, v'yashar, I daven every day and I say Tehillim, there's nothing for me to worry about. This is hashkafically and halachically totally, totally incorrect. It's a violation of nishmartim ola nafshaseichem. You're violating medical warnings. Be careful to watch yourself and don't expose yourself and put yourself in an environment. The biggest spreaders of the disease today are these major wedding celebrations or bar mitzvah celebrations or other types of brisin or whatever, I'm picking the bands. When you get a lot of people together in a small room and they're very, very close, no distancing, no masks, you're looking for trouble. And the other one you have to explain is yourself. Nishmatem ma'od, it says, lenafshal seichem. A person has to be careful when it comes to pikuach nefesh, to take care of himself. And not only are you basically violating it yourself, but by endangering other people, by you perhaps being a carrier, you're putting them in danger. If, God forbid, they get sick and they die, Bezdin Shemayla will hold you responsible, Chazal say. You'll be mischayiv for having caused their death to take place. So halacha lamasa, the warnings you're getting today from every major medical organization around the world of social distancing and masking and not congregating with major people together in one room, especially without masks and distancing, you're violating halacha without a question. Don't pat yourself on the back to say, I'm a tzaddik, tzaddik, if nothing's going to happen to me. This does not exist in the world of halacha. I will tell you an historical phenomenon, and that is the Gedolei Olam of antiquity. When they heard there were plagues taking place, they did not ignore this information. They enforced what the medical community told them to do. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Ches, and other places dealing with Hilchas Refuah, the Shulchan Aruch is very explicit when it comes to dealing with medical phenomenon. Even Gedolei HaRabbanim and Gedolei HaDar have a chiyuv to speak to the greatest medical specialists of the time to find out the information and the medical realia before they render a psak and tell their balabatim what to do. This was the minik of the Gedolei HaTzadikim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I can go through story upon story. Rabbi Chaim Abrisk of Salavichik. I mean, the famous story of Yisrael Salanter, there was a cholera epidemic taking place around Yom Kippur time. And the doctors told Yisrael Salanter that people cannot fast this Yom Kippur. It's a danger. They might succumb to this cholera because of fasting. Do you know what Yisrael Salanter did? He got up before Kol Nidre in front of his shul. And he said to them, this Yom Kippur we're not fasting. The mitzvah is to eat. Such as the psak medically of the medical community. And to show you that I mean this seriously, and I say what I do and I do what I say, he took a cup of yayin, he made kiddush l'kavod Yom Kippur, and he drank it publicly to show that pikuach nefesh is docha, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, except for three. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Issur Karas of eating and drinking, when it comes to Yom Kadosh, Puch Nefesh is Dochet, and you're Mechuyev to not fast in order to protect your life and the life of others. This has been the Minig of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. The Tanoim asked the doctors what to do. The Amoraim asked the doctors what to do. Some of the Tanoim Amoraim themselves were doctors and specialized in this. That goes for Rishonim and it goes for Gedolei Achronim. They always ask doctors, or Moshe Feinstein always asked doctors before he gave his psukim in the Igros Moshe. Rav Waldenberg, the great Gadol in Eretz Israel, always asked doctors before he answered the Shela. The same thing applied to Rav El Yashiv, applied to Rav Arbach Zatzal. All the Gedolei Hador that we are familiar with from here in Eretz Israel were mocked before they did anything which deals with medical health. You ask the medical community, what's your medical opinion? And based upon their psak, the Pekuach Nefesh and the Refuos are administered, and this is the way has been the meaning of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years, all the way up to 2021, to our specific year in which we're living now, according to the Geisha's calendar. This has been the meaning of Klal Yisrael, that the concept of Pekuach Nefesh is ultimately comes under Rapi Rapi, the Chiva B'Michalal, all the Torah except of Adizah regular rights, Vashrichas Damim, are the only three mitzvahs that are exempt from the din of Pekuach Nefesh and Sakana. They're the Halach Zeri Vayavar, but all other mitzvahs must be broken in order to protect the Pekuach Nefesh of a person. Not only a Vadai Pekuach Nefesh, a definite, but even a Suffolk of Pekuach Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos. Even a Svek Sveika is Derech HaShabbos and all the other mitzvahs. Such is the psak explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no debate, no discussion, no machlokes. Everybody agrees. Halacha lamasa. This is exactly what is required of us. Now, I want to deal specifically now with a very important area. One of the kindness I hear from people is how in the world, if the doctors are taking us to tell us to take a vaccine, so how in the world can I take this vaccine? It was produced so quickly. Usually it takes years upon years of research and development and experimentation. How can we rely upon them? So the fact of the matter is, you seem to imply that, quite obviously, if the medical community does something quicker than they usually do, it must not be, quite obviously, medically correct. But the problem is you're making a big mistake, because the scientific sophistication we have in the world today, especially when all the scientists and all the researchers and all the labs that deal with the manufacture of medicines are working conjointly with the ability of using the internet to communicate with each other continuously, to share their information and research and development. In today's society, we're able to do things which were not possible to be done in the early tekufos of Klal Yisrael. Apella de Kamaisa, this is something that Klal Yisrael have a schus of living in a generation where there's an immediate ability for a person to have the capacity to be able to have medicines developed very quickly with modern technology on levels that were never able to be done in times of antiquity. And based upon their research and development, and based upon the tests that were done, the FDA finally gave approval on some level because of the emergency situation. Since tests were done and trials were done and people survived and they saw a 95% success rate in both the Pfizer as well as the Moderna vaccine, they therefore said people are dying. We have to give a preventative vaccine out there to protect especially the older members of society or those who have other medical complications that need this type of protection, and therefore they gave the mandate. Vaccinate as many people as you possibly can because that's going to save lives. And the fact of the matter is, since the vaccine has been administered, the success rate in this vaccine in saving lives has been incredible. So then people say to me, but Rabbi, there are some people who have died from this specific vaccine. There's some people who have been hurt. So let me tell you a little secret. And I want you to listen to me very carefully because this is also a shtickle lack of knowledge which people have when it comes to the concept of practicing medicine. Listen to me very carefully. Rav Kook Zatzal used to point out that medicine in general is a tremendous chiddush because what worked in generations of the past are not necessarily able to be used in our generation when it comes to treating disease. That's why there is a gezeira of Chazal not to use Talmudic medicine and go to the Gemara and use their formulas to treat sick people today. On the contrary, there is a cheirim, there's a prohibition to use Talmudic medicine because we don't know all the meanings of the ingredients in the Aramaic terms used in the Gemara. You might make the wrong type of mixture and kill people rather than cure people. And the environment, the teva, has changed in many locations, even people's teva, in their response to these medicines. You are mechuyev, as Rav Kook says, to follow the medical science of your time And this is the consensus of 100% of the Gedolei HaPoskim who deal with medicine halacha each and every day. Now, if that's the case, let me share with you something interesting. When you basically go to a hospital and undergo an operation for a disease or a sickness that you have, did anybody ever think for one second, while they make you sign a specific piece of paper giving them permission to do such before you undergo the operation? Because you need informed consent. They don't want to be sued later on for treating you medically for something perhaps you didn't want to be treated for. When a person comes as an emergency patient to a hospital and the person can't communicate, there's what's called in the legal world informed consent. There's an assumed informed consent, an assumption of the courts that the patient could be asked, they would say, do it for me. So the patient, even if he's unconscious or she's unconscious, you can do it based upon the assumption there is informed consent in the world of legal realities. But every type of operation you undergo, especially ones that have general anesthesia and all the other stuff that's connected to your body to keep you alive during the operation, heart operations and kidney operations, gallbladder, you just name it, whatever operation it might be, did you ever realize that when you're going through the operation, momentarily you're being put in a more dangerous situation and a life-threatening situation than you were before you underwent this operation? And that perhaps if you didn't undergo the operation, you might not have died and you might have survived. And by going through this operation, this might ultimately cause your death. Did you ever think of it that way? Well, I'll tell you a little secret. And this is the way we paskan halach lamasa, and I want to explain to you which Gedolim articulated this. One of the French Balei Tosfos, Rav Chaim HaKohen, asks a very important question. He points out there's another Gemara, which I mentioned before, when it comes to the Gemara Rabbi Rabbi, which is Gemara Baba Kama, there's another Gemara I told you in Masechta Sanhedrin, that says one of the other sources for practicing medicine is the Gemara of Hashivosava, Hashavas Havedas Agud, bringing a person's body back to them by being a medical profession to cure them from disease. So the question the Balei Tosfos asked, why do we need two Gemaras to tell us we're supposed to practice medicine and we're mechuyev to practice medicine? What do we need two Gemaras for? So says Rav Chaim HaKohen the following. The Ikka Gemara, in actuality, of the chiyuv to save people and save their life from endangerment is the Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Hashivosla, Hashavas Aguf, bringing a person's life back to themselves. And the Gemara over there, however, talks about unique cases. A person saving somebody from drowning. A person saving somebody from being mugged. A person who's able to save somebody being mauled by wild animals. You see a danger about to take place to somebody. You are, if you're capable of, supposed to involve yourself and save them from that endangerment and save their life. The Rambam and others extend, if you're mechuyev to save your life by using your physical brawn, you have to save a person's life using your physical brain if you're a doctor. So if you're able to save somebody with your medical knowledge, your medical skills, that also comes under Hashivosala. Now, if that's the case, the obvious question they ask is, so what's the purpose of Rapi Arape? And why did the Gemara say, from here God gives a doctor Rishus to practice medicine? If practicing medicine is a chiv, is an obligation, it should have said, Mikan Shinitin Chov L'Doctor L'Rapes. What's the Rishus? And we also have the Gemara telling us, Hashivosala, Yimuchliv and Hashavas Havedas Aguf. It's a chiv. So what do we need two Gemaras? Comes along with Rav Chaim HaKohen with the following Chiddush. If I only had the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, I would have learned and said that I can save people's lives the way it's described in the Gemara if the person whose life I'm saving is not endangered with my salvation efforts. When I'm saving somebody from drowning or saving somebody from being mauled or mugged, the person being saved is not being put in more danger by my involvement. Only person being put in danger is me, who's trying to save them. But the person who is the sick one, the person who is endangered, they're not being put in any more danger by me coming and trying to help them. However, says Rav Chaim HaKohen, when a person comes to a doctor, to a hospital, to be treated with a toxic medicine, to be treated, for instance, with cancer treatments, with all types of toxic medicines, with radiation therapy, chemotherapy, when a person comes to a hospital, undergo medical care with very, very dangerous operations to save their life, how do I know I have a right momentarily for their refuah purposes to put them in more danger than they were because of the illness itself by treating them with these types of toxic chemicals or radiation or chemical types of treatments or very dangerous type of surgeries? How do I know as a matzil, as a savior, at a medical level, I can put the patient momentarily even in more danger to save their life? So says Rav Chaim HaKohen, that's the reason the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Rapi Arape, that when it comes to doctors, not just people who are good Samaritans jumping into the water saving people or saving people from being mauled or mugged, but medical professions were given by God a divine permissibility, a divine rashus, to violate the concept of putting somebody else in sakana, if the person is being put in sakana, more sakana, for the purpose of saving them and curing them from the illness. That's why it says, Rishus is given, rapi to practice the medical arts of your historical time period, using the latest technology and methodology, and what's available in the medical world, to save them from their sickness, and try to cure them, and bring them back to health. Doctors are given a special dispensation. Rapi Arape is the Gemara that gives them that dispensation. So the fact of the matter is, for anybody to tell me or any other Rav, but Rabbi, the vaccine has a potential danger, my answer is, that's what Rapi Arape is all about. Hashem gave doctors who are experts the right to develop medical care, to develop medical cures, to develop medical surgeries that can cure life, that can cure the person and grant them life and cure them from the disease. This is part of the protocols of medical care that Hashem said the world's allowed to practice. Rapi Rapi, there's a rishus for doctors to do such. This was the Perish or Achayim HaKoyin, which is accepted halacha lamasa. And therefore, if that's the case, we are allowed to take the chance as doctors to put our patients in sakana, and the patients are allowed and mechuyev to allow themselves to be treated with these types of medical cares and surgery if that's the only way potentially to save your life from the disease that is basically affecting you at this point in time and has the capacity to destroy you and cause you to die, rachmana litzlan. The doctor has a chiyuv to treat with this. A patient has a chiyuv to be wanted, to be allowed to submit himself to this treatment and is told that you are mechuyev to listen to what the doctors tell you to do. As long as this has been approved as a refuah beduka, it's been approved by the FDA, the CDC, and other types of medical agencies that supervise the quality of the medical care being administered, that's been tried and tested and proved to be successful. So there's no excuse not to take a vaccine that perhaps can save your life from a very deadly disease, the COVID-19, that to be able to save your life and take a vaccine to prevent you from getting this disease, this prophylactic activity, you are mechuyev to do based upon the shmatim od l'navshel seichem, based upon the fact that Gedolim say rapi arape, hashevosla applies not only to curing you from disease, but it applies to preventing you from getting disease. Preventive medicine, preventive care. And therefore, halacha lamasa, nobody has an excuse to be an anti-vacciner. I don't know where they get it from. I don't understand who started this. Surely it didn't start in the Torah community. It started in the secular Gaisha world, who don't have the guidelines of our Torah, who don't know the hashkafas of our Torah. And it seeped into some parts of the Jewish community. It runs keneged halacha. If this is the way we prevent disease, not only COVID, but measles vaccines, and polio vaccines, and shingle vaccines, pneumonia vaccines, flu vaccines. If this is the way the medical community says, we're giving you preventive treatments to prevent you by taking all of these vaccines, to prevent you from getting sick and perhaps dying from these potential illnesses, you are mechuyev to and do what you have to do to practice preventive medicine on a deraisa level as much as you have a chiyuv to practice curative medicine if you're already sick and need medical intervention. These are the halachos. These are the hashkafos of the Torah for thousands of years going back to Har Sinai. This is the way medical care has been given over to us of how we're supposed to act and behave ourselves. The Radvaz, Rav David ben Zimra, one of the North African early Achronim, he lived in that Tekufa between the Rishonim and Achronim, was once said that there was a person who said that I myself don't want you to mechal Shabbos mink, I have a pekach nefesh, but I want to be machmir and not allow you to mechal Shabbos to take care of my medical needs on Shabbos. After all, isn't there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem giving your life for the sake of sanctifying God's name? So why can't I be machmir not to mechal Shabbos because of my pekach nefesh? So the Radvaz says in this very famous tshuva, which was brought down, there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem of not allowing yourself to be protected from dying because of an illness that's affecting your body. On the contrary, says the Radvaz, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem applies when people are persecuting you, when it comes to religious behavior, when they want you to kill, they want you to commit arayas, they want you to korav, worship Aveda Zara. So there are guidelines there of when the halach yereg val yavar apply and being mikadosh shem shemayim. But when it comes to medical care, the Kiddush Hashem is not refusing to take medical care. Refusing to take medical care is a Chilul Hashem, the Radvaz says, not a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And we are mechuyev, based upon Lo Samad Adam Riacha, to force the person according to Torah law to take the medicine and the cures that are mentioned on Shabbos Kodesh, to Mechal Shabbos Yom Kippur, when the person's deathly ill. We are mechuyev to force them to undergo this medical care to save their lives, whether they like it or not. Their unwillingness to do such is a violation of halacha, and we can't allow somebody to violate halacha, and we are mechuyev to prevent a person from dying based upon the psukim lo samad adam riacha. And lo samad is paskin halacha lamasa by all the gedolei haposkim brought down by the Mishnah Berurah as well, of Yaakov Endom before him, as halacha lamasa. We have to even, the only problem is in America we have a problem of informed consent. So therefore practicing medicine against somebody's will is a major secular problem, secular law. But if we were living in a halakhic society where Torah rules supremely and only, we would be allowed to force the person to undergo medical care when their pekuach nefesh is at stake. So the Radvaz says, whether they like it or not, you mechuyev to force them to accept medical care when that's going to save their life and to mechal Shabbos if necessary in order to accomplish it. This is a psak halacha accepted by everybody. Nobody debates the Radvaz. This is universal halacha. I therefore want to end off with the following statement. We're living in a very, very interesting period of time. When it comes to medical care in world history, in Jewish history, we've never had the sophistication in thousands of years that we possess today in how we deal with disease in diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment plans. Every day, every week, every month, every year, the medical community gets more sophisticated in treating and preventing disease. The Vilna Gaon, you should know, made a statement. If you want to know whether you're coming close to the Tekufa of Mashiach, he says, when the world sciences, especially medical science, become advanced and advanced, and they're able to conquer natural law and figure out how to save human life with the most scientific, modern, adventures and techniques based upon the chachma of medicine and technology of their time period, when you see this happening on a rapid pace, and you see this happening very quickly, and human lives being saved because of it, this is a sign that the Mashiach is around the corner. Because Hashem wanted to show the world, the chachma masa bracious, that we as human beings with tzelem u'kim are able to understand and comprehend, as doctors, as technicians, as researchers, and we're able to use it to save human life, acting as a shliach of Hashem, ani Hashem rafecha, we're doing it as rapi and rapi, as Hashem shluchim, as his designees. When you're able to medically help cure the people of the world from the worst types of diseases and machlos, this is the Yad Hashem, ani Hashem rafecha, allowing you to discover this, and allow you to develop it, and give you the capacity to save human life. This is a harbinger, according to the Vilna Gaon, that we're coming closer and closer to the Mashiach to come, and for us to see the ultimate revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Rofei Kol Basar, one of the haftachas we have, that we find in Mamari Chazal, and it even applies to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Then the Mashiach comes of Tchiyas HaMeisim, all the people that died will come back to life, and ultimately, whatever they died with, when they come back to life, will be cured on the spot. People will be brought back to a state of total healthiness. This is mentioned by Maharadi Chazal and mentioned by Chazal over and over. It'll be one of the miracles of the period of Tchiyas HaMeisim and the period of that Olam Haba afterwards. The need of disease, treatment, and doctors are going to basically be very, very minimal in that Tekufa. Disease will be eradicated. People will be able to be healthy, live a healthy, spiritual, functional, productive life, without the need of all of this sophistication anymore. If you're worthy to be Zoch of Tchiyas HaMeisim period and the world of Olam Haba afterwards, in this specific world called the early Olam Haba, you won't have to be doctors anymore. I remember I once had a Rebbe in Yeshiva University, the famous Suvok Rav, Rav David Lifshitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So he used to ask the boys when we went in the elevator, he used to say to them, what profession are you gentlemen going into? And at that tekufa, when I was in school, about 80% of my friends were going into medicine. I'm becoming a doctor, a doctor, a doctor. So David Lifshitz Zatzal used to say to the boys on the elevator, if you ask my humble opinion and you want to be guaranteed a profession, become a Rosh Yeshiva instead. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, the doctors are going to be out of business. But a Rosh Yeshiva is still going to be working. He's going to have panasa. So better become a Rosh Yeshiva because you're guaranteed panasa. A doctor, you might have patients now. Mashiach can come tomorrow. And you're out of your business. This is the hashkafa. This is the ideology. This is the concept of gedolei olam, of how we look upon medicine, but how we also revere the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls the manifest destiny of the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam controls each and every one of us. When we are born, when we're going to leave this world, he has Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence over us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us the various sivuyim in the Torah that I mentioned before. The concept of Rapi Arape, the concept of Lasamar Adam Riacha, the concept of Hashivosula, the concept of Nishmatim Ogla Nafsha Seichem. But we have to always remember, Ani Hashem Reifecha, the ultimate success of the medical world in all that they do depends upon relying and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we succeed in our endeavors in research and development and treatment of disease and eradication of disease. We are mitzvah to follow this pathway. Once again, I want to mention that the great individual who I mentioned before, Dr. Joel Goldman, who was an endocrinologist, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, this was the hashkafa that he lived by. He was a doctor par excellence, brilliant in his field and many different fields of medicine. But he realized that ultimately, even though he's the Rapi Yerape, Ani Hashem Rafecha, I rely upon Hashem and Das Torah, and Hashkafas HaTorah to guide me how to practice my medicine. He was a paradigm of connecting Torah, Yiddishkeit, Hashkafas HaTorah with the concept of practicing medicine according to halachic mandates. He's a role model. All doctors should follow this type of derech. We as patients in this world of doctors have to search out doctors that are sensitive not only to our medical concerns, but have sensitivity for our religious needs as well. This is the ideal type of doctor who believes in God and believes that God is going to help him or help her in treating our medical needs and necessities. This is part of also Hashkafas Yisrael. That's why we all pray for Refa'enu. We're asking Hashem that we undergo refuahs, that the doctor and the patient ask for Hashem to intervene to make sure all the right decisions are made and how these efforts should take place. I want to wish everybody who are basically my audience and not in my audience, you should all be protected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all the various machlas that inflict our world today, especially COVID-19. Hashem should save you and watch you and protect you. You should observe the guidelines that have been given by the medical community. Wearing masks and having social distancing is a mandate. Not having major affairs of people clogged in rooms together, like Chasen is something that is against halacha, according to the way the medical community defines it today. So let's not kid ourselves. Let's realize what the Gedolei Hador of the past did. They even made Kiddush on Yom Kippur. If you saw Salanter, if this is what the medical community said you had to do in order to protect people by not fasting Yom Kippur, they should survive the cholera and other diseases. I hope you hear what I have to say. I'm not talking kanoyas over here. I'm giving you the pshutei hadavarim of what the reality is. I've been dealing with medical ethical problems for over 50 years. Shaylas from the beginning of life, with infertility problems to the end of life, dealing with end of life situations. I've seen everything. I've watched everything. I've heard everything. I've argued with doctors who had their own agenda, didn't want to listen necessarily to the religious beliefs and medical concerns of many of the people under their care. And I had to fight to make sure that the medical world did listen to the medical concerns and halachic concerns of their patients. This is the responsibility of a rabbanim who know Torah and medicine. This is the responsibility of doctors who know Torah and medicine. Let's hope and pray that the Rabbanu Shalom will come, send the Mashiach Tzidkenu, eradicate disease from the face of this earth, remove the COVID-19 threat that literally has changed our society momentarily in ways that are simply impossible to understand and comprehend. Give us the ability to live a normal life again, interact with our beloved family members, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, be able to socialize again with our friends and relatives, participate in chasenis, participate in bar mitzvahs, in brisin, in pidyon habens, be able to go to shul without a problem, be able to have shurim, a live shurim, not to have to rely upon Zoom. Thank God we have a Zoom. Without Zoom, how can we even be Moffitt's terrorists today? The expression is, when they created Zoom, they thought Zoom was for business meetings. They didn't realize Zoom is created for Habatzis HaTaira when you have a crisis like this. There are more shiurim being given today around the world through Zoom than had ever been given before. So who knows? Hashem should give us refuas v'yeshuas v'nechamas in Bi'is Mashiach Tzidkenu Amen v'Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.